is actually a better rate for you.
Uh-huh.
Hello, thank you for holding. Okay. Hey, guys. My name is John. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. How you doing today?
Not too bad. How about yourself?
Not too bad at all with my swap over here. And I'm speaking with Rodney. Is that correct?
Yes.
Pleasure to meet you, sir. So, Rodney, I just had Giselle send over information to catch up to speed and see if we can get your business up and running on the first page of Google here. Of course, I will go over everything that this includes and, of course, obviously the pricing as well, too. Now, sir, I just want to make sure I have this all correct here. You're looking to target just the residential work within about like a 40-mile radius. Is that pretty accurate?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful.
Between 25 and 40 miles, basically, that's our big circle goes 25 miles around Indianapolis.
Beautiful. All right, that's what I like to hear. We are actually very flexible with your target market in your areas, meaning if you want to hit specific areas, zip codes, cities, towns, or even exclude areas, we can do that for you. All right, sir, so that's how flexible we are with it. Now, calls will come directly to you. Nobody will touch your customers but you. So you want to make sure that they are quality calls. Now, before I jump into this pricing here, Rodney, I'm sure you're going to love it because Giselle put in more than a 50% discount rate for you. It stays for the life of you being with us. It's month-to-month, no contracts, and we don't charge per click, job, lead, or anything of that nature. It's just a flat rate, so you get to cherry-pick as many calls and jobs as you want. But before I jump into that, did you have any questions on the package itself, like what else is included or how it works in general?
Okay. The question I would have is, one, how long does it, because I've, does it, if we do something with you guys, how long would it take for us to be on the first page of Google?
Sure thing. So very good question. With our customers that have, they've been with us for many years, when it comes down to, let's say, even verification and everything all as a whole, seeing everything happening, being listed on the first page of Google for all your categories for services, we get customers up there within the first 30 to 45 days. That's how fast we move that. And even quicker for the other services that's bundled with this as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, sir. The only reason why we're able to do so is, one, I mean, this is what we do, right? We've been around for over 19 years being a premier partner with Google. Now, one of the things I think you're going to love the most or appreciate the most, actually, is because we're a premier partner, we are not allowed or permitted to work with any of your competitors once you decide to move forward with us. We give you our undivided attention. We always make sure that you're getting a return on your investment so that way you stick with us for a long time. Does that all make sense so far?
Yeah. How many other – you said there's no other roofing company, correct?
Correct. Yes, sir. Not in your area. For a 100-mile radius, actually. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. Because she mentioned something about someone fell off or something.
Usually when someone falls off, I mean, I highly doubt that it opened up just recently in your area because most of the time it's either – we have very long-term relationships, sir. So we have over 10,000 companies we're currently working with throughout the U.S. Most of the time, I'm going to say like 90% of the time, it's because another customer either moved away to a different area, so now we just opened up in that sense, or someone actually fell off. But more than likely, someone moved to a different area, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir. Now, as far as your roofing, sir, I've done roofing in the past, mostly just EPDM, though. But what would you say as far as roofing that brings you the most profits? Like, do you do repairs only? Do you do installations and repairs? Talk to me about this a little bit.
We do them both. We do residential and commercial.
Beautiful. Okay.
And we do... I guess the biggest profit margin would be either commercial or residential, but
okay.
That's basically how it goes. I was like, we target a lot of things because we can do a lot of things. We do tile roofs too, so that's pretty profitable too. So between that and the residential and the small commercial jobs we target, we normally target jobs like gas stations, laundromats, and stuff like that, smaller commercial jobs. I feel like within we could get it done within a week of time. So that's what kind of like we focus on smaller jobs instead of the big, bulking commercial jobs that the bigger companies do. So I found like a little niche that I like to do and stuff like that. Let's do smaller jobs. Yep.
Smart. Very smart, sir. I love it. All right. Well, you're going to do very well. I mean, I'm just looking at just the demand in the area for it, and it's pretty high. So, and that's just by seeing clicks just by typing in roofing. Imagine if I typed in a little more specifically for those customers. I know you're going to do very well. And the thing, though, is about this. When it comes to our relationship with here, any relationship, right, starts off with trust and communication, and that's what we ask for. We don't expect to be babysitted, right? But we do expect to say, hey, listen, this is your company. We're not going to do something without your permission, right? We will want to talk with you and say, hey, listen, you know, these keywords are actually working even better for the residential side of the work over in this area. Would you like us to use it? No? Okay. Well, no harm, no foul. If yes, great. Let's put it into action now. Like that type of communication. You know what I mean? Now, we do connect the pieces together. So far as social media, sir, have you ever thought about doing Facebook? For your business?
Yes.
Do you have a Facebook?
Yeah, we already do. We do Facebook. Yeah. We started doing it like last couple years ago, and it's just like, I don't know if people, then I post our jobs too on my social media. So then we get a bunch of clicks and comments and stuff like that. And it's like, it's out there as in Instagram and stuff like that, Facebook. So we do advertise on that already. So it's like,
okay.
And then I guess the only problem that I've had is our website people in the past. It's like sometimes we drop off. We're supposed to be already on page one all the time. So.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, because website, maybe I like missed it here, because I don't see a website for you guys. Is it just the business name, aceroofingindianapolis.com? Is that it? I found something.
Yeah, that's our website. Yep.
Okay. Let me click on this one here. I love how everything is very consistent. I know that's, you know, to you, probably like, yeah, I'm supposed to be, but you'd be surprised how many business owners I talk to, and it's just not the same. So I love that fact. I think this is great. We need to make sure that's showcased, and we'll connect everything together for you. Now, if you're paying for Facebook ads, sir, this is one way that's going to help you save money and get more valued customers. I'm going to say valued customers in a sense because we're not the same when it comes to ads when you're doing it on your own. We're a partner with Google, and we're partner with Facebook. So let's paint the picture here. If a customer goes on Google or Bing or Yelp and they type in roofers near me, I'm just using that as an example, okay? And they don't, if they don't call you and go on Facebook after that, then your ad will appear on their actual screen with a click to call you directly from there. So it's a target marketing ad rather than just an ad shooting out to anyone in a specific vicinity. We want to make sure you're optimized to the right people. That way those additional calls come through, you want to take them. You following me on that?
Yeah, I understand.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, far as everything all together, I think this would be a great fit. I mean, as far as the pricing with here, it's month to month. Again, no contracts. You want to earn your business. With the promotional rate that Giselle put in here that I'm approving, it goes to $249 month to month with a one-time setup fee of $99. That's it. So getting started today, securing this listing would be $348. Today is the, I believe it's the 15th. Yep. So from next month to the 15th, on the 15th of next month, at that time, it'll stay at $249 and never a cent more than that. And that's already including your target marketing ads on Facebook already, too. We put 100 of those dollars every single month into those ads for you. So that's how we keep that flat rate for you, sir.
Okay, we just signed up. I just signed up for a company, sort of like what you're just saying.
Okay.
And the company, I think they're called PageHub, I think.
Oh, PageHub. Yeah, I've heard of them. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. Excuse me?
They're not premier partners, I believe. So PageHub has similarities, right? But here's the thing. This is why I always bring up the premier partnerships part. Because time frame for how fast you can get this thing up there and running for you is one, right? We get it quick within the first 30, 45 days. Now, for you, sir, I got to say that it'd probably be a lot more smoother and easier for us to do it for you. So the reason for that is because you're already verified on Google. That's not something – you could do that for free. That's not the service you're paying for, to be honest with you, right? What we do is we make sure that Google Business Profile with your website and social media is all linked together but being found when customers have no clue who you are in their areas on the first page, though. And that's where it's at. It makes a whole big of a difference on that.
Correct.
Okay. Now, here's the other part where other businesses don't tell you is this, and I'm not, you know, talking bad about just page five. I don't want you to get the wrong idea here. I'm just saying the differences of this. Whereas, let's say, imagine they do get you on the first page. Great. But then you start noticing in time where you're like, hey, my call's dropped off a little bit. I'm noticing I'm going to the fifth page sometimes, third page. What's going on here? It's because not being a premier partner with Google, they don't have that rule in place to say, hey, listen, we can only work with one company. And so they start sharing leads technically, right? They start showing, hey, we're going to help this other roofing company. So it's just, that's not what we do here.
Okay.
Now, you mentioned that you're with...
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead with your... I didn't write your name of your company. Could you write...
Yes, sir.
Could you repeat that?
Sure. It's Local Splash. L-O-C-A-L. Splash, like a splash of water. Again, over 19 years being in business as a premier partner with Google. Ronnie, I want to make sure you see that we're the real deal. I want to make sure we prove it to you, too. The phone number we're talking on right now, ending with the 6741. Does that accept text messaging?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send you a link as if you're looking on Google's actual webpage for the directories of their own partnerships. This is what you will find. This is not coming from me. This is not coming from Local Splash or anyone. This is coming from Google. So I'm sending this to you right now. Make sure I have this here. Boom. Let me know once you got it.
I got it. I got it. Beautiful. I just read. Yep.
So when you open that up, you'll see our business name, Local Splash, right on the top. That's our business. In small lettering, you'll see as we're a premier partner with Google. You cannot buy that spot. You have to make sure you abide by that rule of sticking with one business per industry per area. But two, you'll see right in lettering right here in performance. We have to perform at our top notch in order to keep that high standard of partnership with them as well. There's our certifications through Google and even our spend. Now, when it comes to that spend, that's where it comes into play. We want to make sure we're investing back into you as well. So that way you are set up for success. That goes along with your Facebook page, right? So out of your $249 month to month, we put 100 of those dollars into your ad spend already for you.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I just want to make sure, Rodney, you see that we're legit. You know, we're the real deal here.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm reading your certifications.
Yes, sir.
Okay, can you send me, you're the real deal. And could you send me a screenshot or a sample?
Of like a website or like, what do you feel? What you tell me.
You know when you go on Google or something and then it says like, let's say I'm looking for a TV or a service or roofing repair or, and so people like say roof repair or roof replacement, stuff like that. So we'll be in the,
Okay. So I'm going to do it if you don't mind, for like a different type of company in areas. So that way you could see and I'm going to send you a link as if you're typing in as a customer, right? I'm literally going to randomly of one of the customers that I work with personally through Local Splash. Okay. So will be on the first page, but I'm not sure if they're going to be top spot or anything. I just want to make sure you see the realism of this. Okay. So I'm going to send it to you as a text message though. Hope it's not too long for you.
Okay, that's fine. And then
yeah.
And I understand if you've been in business a long time, I'm kind of loyal to the businesses that we were dealing with. So,
okay.
I definitely understand being loyal to people for a service that actually works. So,
yes,
is there any warranty, guarantee, stuff like that you guys offer or no?
So, I'm going to put it like this, and I'm just being straight blunt, off script or anything. Anyone that says they're part of Google and they try to say, oh, I can guarantee you number one spot or a specific spot or this many calls, jobs, they're lying out of their teeth, hang up the phone on them.
Right.
Doesn't even allow to permit that. And the only reason for that is because it's like saying, hey, I can show the horse to the water, the horse has to drink it, right? Kind of like we could put
right.
your business
you
name
can in. More, but you can't make them drink.
Yeah, these customers have to pick up that phone and call you. And then two, it's up to you to close them from there because we don't touch your customers, right? But if let's put it this way, back in the day, I mean, I used to my father has a very prestigious business with martial arts, okay? And it worked very well back in the day where we were shopping malls, handing out flyers, putting on people – I don't even know if this was legal, but putting our flyers on the cars in the shopping malls, handing out business cards, radio spots,
right.
billboards. And it worked because only though at that time we knew where they were going to be, those right customers, right? And those are the type of people we wanted to sign up for martial arts. Well, now it's the new age. It's the same thing. We're just adapting to that. People are always on their phone. People are always saying, hey, let's Google it. That's what we want to do. But
right.
they also, for your clientele, sir, as well, they're constantly using Facebook. Now, if you're not receiving the greatest hits from it, it's because we're not utilizing it correctly with this, and that's what we could do. We can connect the dots. Think about it. If I'm a customer, I see you on Yelp. I saw you on Google. Then I'm seeing you on Facebook. I'm like, all right, there's got to be a sign here. Let me give this guy a call. You know? So
right, right.
That's what that is.
Somebody linked me one time. Basically, somebody linked me one time, and they kept on showing up. And I don't know if that's what you guys do or if it's something similar. Like if I'm looking at a TV, the ad popped up. Let's say Ace Roofing pops up when you are looking at furniture. For some reason, it kept on popping up every time I was online.
Yep.
And I was like, I don't know how this guy did this, but it made me look at him. I was like, okay, let me call this guy. So
exactly.
I understand what you're saying. Is that target marketing or
that
is there another word for it?
Nope, that's what it is,
okay.
Target marketing ad. And we don't go to the extreme where it's like, you know, listening to a call or something like that. I don't want you to get the wrong idea, but they have to be either on their phone or a computer, tablet, or a laptop. If they're typing in any of the services that you have to offer, those are the keywords we put in the algorithm. So they'll always be seeing you on that first page. And if not, if they go on Facebook, that's when that ad will pop up on the screen too. So that's what we're talking about. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Next question. The least is best with me. So the least that I have to do, what do I have to do to get this started, one? Number two, I don't really like doing anything extra, you know what I mean? Because I fear that you can copy and paste or photos. I got recent photos, my Facebook page, blah, blah, blah. Least is best with me, as I said before, to make it simple. And I just like stuff to work, you know, like when you go out and turn your car key, but you don't want to have to get it jumped, blah, blah, blah. So in this terms of like this, to get it signed up, if I say yes, let's do it, what do you need me to do, basically?
All right. So I'm going to walk you through as if, yes, sir. First thing to ease your mind a little bit, after everything all said and done, okay, it takes me literally, unless you don't know how to work your email, and I hope you do, but it takes 10 minutes for me to get this all started today. But I make sure I set up a technician call, which is your onboarding time, you know, because they're going to make and develop a fully customizable tracking system for you. That way, you can see everything come to fruition yourself. You can see the traffic going in and out, phone numbers, calls, literally everything. Okay, it's your next best friend. But they want to make sure you're able to see everything. So that way, hey, if you want to make modifications and you're a hands-on type of guy, you're more than welcome to. But our team will be available for you Monday through Friday to go ahead and do that for you. So there you go, sir. Least amount of things that you need to do. But it takes 10 minutes for me to do this, to get this set up. I even make sure I make this promise to you, okay? And I don't forget any of my promises. Even after payment, I stay on the phone with you so you can see the invoice for yourself through text and email on paper. We're not playing phone tag stuff. I'm on the phone. If you have questions, concerns, I'm there with you. But after that, we set that onboarding call. It could be tomorrow. It could set up as early as in the morning. All we ask for is that hour window for them to confirm those things, go over how often you want your ads to be promoted, things like that. That's it. That's all of it in a nutshell.
Okay.
How does that sound?
Sounds pretty good.
All right.
And I got your text message too with the
beautiful.
Which business?
I was going to ask you that. So the business name is called Four Seasons Chimney Sweep and Repairs. And again, this is a company that I personally worked with through Local Splash as well. Now, I don't know exactly where they are listed on that first page, but I do know they are on that first page, and we did it within the first – actually, I don't want you to take the wrong idea where we could do this for everyone, but I believe we got them up there in the first, like, 2.5-3 weeks.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And I sent it as if a customer typed in, like, chimneys, you know, things like that, just to show you that we can – we mean business, sir.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good.
All right. All right. So, again, we do everything by the books here, okay? So, Rodney, am I spelling – don't laugh at my spelling, man, okay, because I'm not that great. Is it R-O-D-N-E-Y?
Rodney, R-O-D-N-E-Y, correct.
Oh, okay, perfect. And then, sir, how do you spell your last name?
STOVALL23@comcast.net.
Okay, beautiful. And then the phone number we're talking on right now, is that the best phone number for our team to reach out to you in case if we ever need to go over anything in further details?
Yeah, this is my cell phone, yes.
Okay. And is this the same number you want your customers to reach out to or to a different number?
Same number.
Okay, just making sure. And now
I keep it on me. This is my cell phone, so yeah.
Okay. All right, good. I don't want you to miss the opportunities, man. You know, that's defeats the whole purpose at that point. All right. Here, this is all for Google. Now, again, I know you're already registered on Google, but Google will ask us to verify things, okay? So I have the business name as Ace Roofing and Construction. Is that all correct?
I just call it Ace Roofing, and then I don't know, did you Google us? Because, yes, to answer your question, yes, for the advertising, Ace Roofing and Construction.
Okay, yeah, that's how, again, this part's for the Google part, so when they put it out there.
Is that how it's on Google, right?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay, because when I go to the bank, then I just tell people just put Ace Roofing. So if they write me a check, I just do Ace Roofing. So for advertising, Ace Roofing and Construction.
Okay, beautiful. Now, the next part is completely optional, okay? But, again, they do require to make sure a business address, a physical address. I have an address. I'm not sure if this is the right one, though. It's 10242 Arapahoe Drive, 46235.
Yes,
is that a right
yes.
address? Okay.
Yep.
My next question is, do you want to keep that hidden, or do you want to show that to the public?
It's been open for as long as we've been open, since 2021, so it is what it is. So, yes, that's fine.
Okay, sir. I always ask, you know.
Because some business, I understand what you're saying is some people don't like to have their home address or their business address on there. So I get it. And then I was like, well, we do it right. So there's no reason. That's why my own personal address is on there. So.
Right.
I'm not too hard to find, basically. And it's been like that since day one, so I just said we'll keep it just like that.
Okay, beautiful. Then we'll do that. And it's always, I don't know, having the business address on there sometimes helps, sometimes it doesn't. No, regardless, wherever the customer is typing in, as long as they're within your areas, we want to make sure that it shows that you're servicing that area as a local. So that way it's easier for you to get those jobs, okay? Now, I want to make sure that we set up that technician call in the onboarding here. I guess, like I said, early as tomorrow morning. But, I mean, you tell me, if you have an hour window, what works better for you, morning or evening?
Afternoon between probably 2 and 3.
Anytime 2 and 3. Okay, let me see here. Okay, I got one.
The technician called this. If you need to push it back an hour, that's fine too.
No, you're fine. I can put it right at, so it'll be 2 to 3 for that call. If it takes any longer, you need to reschedule, please don't hesitate to let us know. We'll be happy to accommodate, okay? But communication is key with this. I'm going to go ahead and send you a Google invite through email because I want you to have another form of contact for me. And it's coming from jseo@localsplash.com. Now I'm sending the same Google invite to our team. All you need to do is hit yes on your side. They will hit yes on their side to show you that they are committed to this meeting, okay? Let me know once you got that.
Okay.
So is the other person going to, when you say set up the meeting, they're just going to check the information?
Well, not just check. They're already going to start working on it. So I'm going to, I'll explain everything here as well, too. All right. Yes, sir.
When you say set up meeting, is this a phone meeting or a Zoom meeting?
Phone meeting, sir. And you do not have to be in, it's not required for you to be in front of a computer. But if you want to have this process quick, if you want to process quicker and things like that, all right.
No, I don't want
the least better, I remember. All right.
Simple
is easy. All right. I got you, partner. Now, Rodney, the next parts are all for Google. Don't think you're married to it. I just want to make sure our team is working on things the way we need it to. If you ever need to modify things, of course, again, you could do it yourself, but our team is there to do it for you, okay?
I'll tell you what. Go ahead with the questions. I'm ready.
All right. Perfect.
You got a question?
Yes. So the question I'm asking is pretty much the stuff that I know I see on Google, but I still want to make sure to ask from you. Just, you never know, okay? Hours of operations. I see Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Would you like to keep that the same?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
Saturdays are 9 to 3.
Oh, okay. So let me put that in right now. Perfect. I'm glad I asked. You know what I mean? That's already.
See, there you go.
Prime example right there. All right. And then and that's a prime thing. Now, for your customers, do you want them to be able to just call you or email you as well? How would you like them to contact you?
I've done them both. Call, email, text.
Okay.
That's available. Because some people like to email, some people like to text, some people like to call. So.
All right. Love it. And that's the same email that I have right here. Okay, yes, sir.
Stovall23@comcast.net. Yep. And then I would like to add a email, too, like CC.
Okay, yeah. What's another one?
Another one is Rodney, R-O-D-N-E-Y. Stovall, Stovall, 16 at yahoo.com.
Okay, perfect. Okay, interesting. I want to make sure we have it all there for you. And you never know how customers want to contact you. Yeah, so, all right.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Exactly.
Now, the next part I do see here, boom, boom, boom. I want to make sure that website is being showcased. I breeze through things, but I like to do it just diligently, so I want to make sure I have it all right the first time. Okay. Now for the next part, how do you accept payment from your customers? Is it just cash only, check, Zelle, Venmo, or anything like that?
Check, cash. What else? Check, cash. We do credit cards.
Okay. Credit.
Any payment with a credit card is a 5% fee. So. I always encourage people to either do check or money order or something like that. So
yeah, I hear you. Well, they should know that too. You know, I think anyone is kind of a normal procedure on that one. Okay, perfect. Now, I'm pretty sure I already know this answer, but I do have to ask. Your business is licensed and insured, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the next part is for your bread and butter here. I wrote down everything that you said too. residential and commercial roofing. We got install, repairs. Do you do gutters, siding as well too?
Yes.
Okay. And of course, tile roofs as well. So I want to make sure you get the most profitable jobs coming through here. Is there anything else that comes to mind at the moment right now that I can add in here?
Commercial repairs, industrial or commercial repairs?
Okay.
Roofing, siding, gutters. Yeah, roofing, siding, gutters. We do, that's on residential. Then we do commercial. We do tile. And, what's the other one? Oh, metal roof.
Oh, metal roofs. Okay. Yeah, let me put that in right away.
Yeah. Yeah. The only reason I don't really push metal roofs is because when people want one until I tell them the freaking price, then they're like, oh,
right.
It isn't that much. Yeah, so it's like I kind of just – we do it. It's like you're talking about $50,000 metal roof or a $25,000 shingle roof. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
no,
so
I told you, I did a roof. I tell, like,
tell
oh,
people
that,
yeah. Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Perfect, sir.
That's so, why I don't really push the metal roof. So, yeah, we can do it. It's just like anything else. It's all about how much money you got. So.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, these customers are reaching out to, not reaching out to you, but targeting, they're going to have the money, right? And they're definitely going to be the ones you want to spend your time with. So I'm pretty excited for this, actually. Now, Rodney, next part, like I mentioned, I'm not taking a no for an answer.
When you say target area, is that coming from my zip code, real quick,
correct,
on the sidebar? Is that coming from my zip code?
Correct. Yes, sir. The 46235.
Okay. Because we got a satellite office at 4548 Allisonville Road also.
Oh. Okay. Well, you know what?
That's 46205.
Right. Okay.
But I don't want to confuse Google or anything like that. So that's why I keep everything consistent. So I don't be like, ooh, what's that?
Yes,
okay.
Sir. I want to take a baby steps here. Let's get this thing up and running. And then in the future, I'm going to bring this up point again, too. Because when you see your invoice, you'll see short descriptions of other packages that you can upgrade to in the future. Do not forget this, okay? Mm-hmm. Rodney, I can apply the same promotional rate to the other packages. That way you're never paying the normal rate, okay? So I want to make sure it really saves you hundreds of dollars per month. So don't just sign up.
Okay.
All right. Just making sure you don't forget that.
Categories can I go up to?
Categories for right now, this position is available in your area, 200-mile radius, and it's going to be for anything to do with your roofing and construction, okay? So it's pretty broad.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right, because we do like kitchens and bathrooms in the fall and winter.
Oh.
So when it has a category on there,
Let me add that in. Now, is that only for that time, or would you take that in if they called in now?
Yeah, we would take it. I mean, but I just kind of focus on that in the winter time, so it keeps us busy, basically. So we can do it because it takes like a week or so, like 4 or 5 days to redo a kitchen or a bathroom. So, I think since we're putting the stuff in, we might as well include it. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I put bathroom and kitchen remodeling. Okay. Definitely want to add that. Okay. Now, the next part, I want to give you our direct phone number. Let me know when you're ready. It is voice activated, okay? I'll explain that in a second here.
I am ready.
All right. 877.
We also do paying, too, by the way. So 877.
635.
6225.
Yep. So this is – well, we're all in the U.S., but this is from California. It was our time frame. That's why we always do PST, right? Now, I'm on the East Coast with you. Yeah. But the thing is, it is voice activated. If you say Facebook, client support, billing, whatever it is, there will always be a person open Monday through Friday, okay, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to pick up that phone, know exactly how to help your account. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. I will bring up that phone number again in this next part here because it's the voice recording part. This is to protect you on your pricing, so I'm not accepting no answer. Okay. Now, I will ask a few questions in the beginning to verify it, obviously. Try to answer as clearly as possible. If you have any questions or concerns, Rodney, that's my job. Please stop me in my tracks and ask away. That's what I'm here for. Okay? But what I do, I'm going to hit record and get this thing rolling. So here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Ace Roofing and Construction.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Rodney Stovall, owner.
Awesome. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Now, I'm going to actually hit pause on that. So, Rodney, after this part here, we'll set up that security question and answer because I don't care if their name is John from Local Splash. If they start asking for a question, you know, stuff on your account, I want to make sure you know you're talking to the right people. So we'll only ask the security question. We will never give out your answer, though, all right, just to make sure you know you're talking to us
okay. And
we know we're talking to you. Yeah, I want to protect you in every way possible.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm going to continue here. My bad. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. And last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on May 15th in the non-refundable amount of only $348. This is including everything, by the way. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 15th of each month in the amount of only $249. It'll be recurring $249 from there on. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number that I just provided to you. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to his renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Beautiful. As promised, man, I just want to make sure you're protected on all that. Now, Ronnie, the next part, I joke around. Yeah, of course. Now, I do joke around about this part, but I've actually seen somebody get locked out of their own account before because they forgot their own security answer. So please don't forget yours. I have 3 just generic questions. You can choose any one of them. We got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What do you think?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And again, we would
never
ask
me all 3, right?
No, just one. Just one.
Okay. Just one security question? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so let's say I called in again and we're talking, but then we have to go over anything as far as changing the account or billing or anything like that. Then I would say, hey, listen, security question, what is your mother's maiden name? And that way I can say, all right, I have your answer here. If you correctly answer it, then we continue our conversation. If not, I cut it off right there and then.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, perfect. So mother's maiden name. I can't say it out loud, but what would that answer be?
That'll be it. Mother's maiden name. That's fine.
And what would that answer be then?
Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Sir.
Clark. Okay. All right. Clark.
Perfect. All right, I'm saving it in here. Now, again, we will never give that answer out, and that can never change, too. So if you have any red flags, Rodney, you hang up the phone and call the 877 number. They will, if you're asking any part information of your account, they will ask that security question for you, okay?
Okay.
Last card. Yep. So on the card that we're using today, is it just the first and last name, or is there a middle initial as well?
I think it's first and last name. Let me check it out.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. First and last name, Rodney Stovall on the car.
And then I'm assuming it's to the same billing address, the 10242, or is it a different address?
Yeah.
Okay.
Same address.
All right. And then what, as far as payment method, is it a Visa, American Express, Discover, American Express? Or?
This is a Visa.
Visa. Okay. Now, for security purposes, I can't repeat these numbers out loud. I'm ready for the card number when you are.
All right. 4147.
Okay.
0998-6158-5865.
All right. And the expiration date?
0926.
Okay. And last but not least, the security code?
873.
All right, perfect. Now, before I process any payment, Rodney, now you know I'm not lying to you, man. Like, you really got, you had a nice promotional rate. I like to refresh the account a few times just to make sure our, even our systems stay the same, okay? Like, it's more than 50% off, so I want to make sure it stays like that. So give me 2 seconds here. One more time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $348. Rodney, stay on the phone with me. I like to keep to my promise. I don't forget this stuff. So as soon as you receive a text or an email, it's going to be an invoice, so I'm going to direct you to see, you can see the breakdown of everything we discussed on paper for you, okay? Let me know once you got that.
Okay.
All right, beautiful.
All right.
And it just went through on my side, just letting you know. So I'm on the phone here with you because I want to make sure that you see it. Rodney, you're kind of silent on me. Are you still there with me? Just want to make sure.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm
okay,
here.
Okay. All right, good.
I just got it. I sent you
okay.
A copy of your invoice.
All right, beautiful. And there should be a link where it says click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see anything like that?
Yes.
Okay. If you click on that, this is what I was telling you about, everything on paper like as promised, okay? And the short descriptions of other packages in here. Now, again, if you ever upgrade, let me know, okay? I want to make sure you don't forget that part. Read through it carefully if you want. Once you see everything that's in there that we've discussed in here, even the Facebook ads as well, too, all of it's there. At the very bottom, take your time once again. But at the very bottom, there's two checkboxes that are so small everyone misses it. You just want to click on those and type in your first and last name like how it shows on the card. And that's your last part. But again, I'm going to stay silent on my side. Let me know if you have any questions or concerns.
Oh, you're
the rest of that. All right.
All right.
I just want to make sure. And again, if I'm just too silent, just let me know. I'm still here with you, man. I don't forget.
You're fine. I'm typing my name now. Everything looks legitimate.
Awesome.
Okay, I got a username and password.
Beautiful. That's how I knew we did it all right. Yes, sir. So
okay.
This particular spot right here, that's the initiation for your onboarding. So when our guys talk to you, they're going to call from the 877 number, and they're going to give you that log or the username and password. And the reason I'm saying that, because I could give this to you now, but that's your your actual dashboard, your tracking system. We didn't start on it, obviously.
Yeah.
So there'd be nothing in there if you looked at it right now. But when they talk to you, they're going to show you how to maneuver
when they
through
talk
it.
To me, they're going to give me the username and password, correct?
Yes, sir. Now, there is one other thing I want to make sure to address, because it's an email that sends out to everybody all the time. It's an automatic email. It's to get verified. Mm-hmm. You are already verified. You do not have to do that. So disregard that email. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Awesome, man. Well, Rodney, I'm going to tell you right now, welcome to the family, sir. Congratulations. All right?
Okay.
I'm actually really happy for you, sir, because I think you're going to be saving a ton of money, especially if you're paying for other services or other ads through Facebook. This is definitely a one-stop shop. So I'm glad that we were able to talk to you today here. So we will look forward to speaking with you. I believe it's tomorrow. Let's make sure, was it for tomorrow, right? I just want to make sure I double-check here. Yep.
Tomorrow will be between 2 and 3, I think.
Yes, sir. If you need to reschedule by any means, let us know, okay? They'll go ahead and reschedule.
That number. I got you. Yes. Okay, and they will be calling me from an 877 number?
Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, because I get calls from all over now, so I just, like, some of them I just let it go to voicemail. So between 2 and 3, I'll definitely answer.
Beautiful.
If it's
all
from
right,
an 877. Okay, sounds
yes,
good.
All right, Rodney. It's an absolute pleasure. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay, sir?
All right, sounds good.
All right. Bye-bye, sir.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too.